lot of times parents move and that means that children are changing schools. And when children change schools, especially when they're changing schools that are, you know, not at normal times when you change schools, so going from elementary to middle school, but when children change schools within a particular grade or particularly within a particular academic year, it's important to, you know, a lot of times that can cause a lot of stress and even adverse developmental outcomes for children. So it's really important to make sure that that parents have some amount of consistency with their children when they're changing these contexts. You know, again, make sure they get back in those routines. It's also really important for parents to work with teachers in the schools to encourage them to integrate them into schools. A lot of the research shows us that, you know, a lot of places where children struggle is actually in feeling that sense of belonging and commitment to their school when they change schools. And the best way really to foster that is to get parents involved with their school as well. It's not just about children's own commitment and connection to their school, but parents can really help foster that. So that would be attending parent-child conferences. That would be, you know, talking and emailing with the teacher, perhaps sitting down with a school counselor or another administrator to, you know, discuss differences and expectations in reading the school handbook and understanding the courses that students will be taking. And especially as children get into middle and high school, there's often a lack of consistency in courses that are required, and schools can sometimes struggle and aren't consistent in how they give credit for courses that have already been taken. So parents really should pay attention to these things and be an advocate for their child. The last thing that parents want, of course, is for children to walk into school unprepared or in not getting credit where credit is due. So a lot of times that will require a parent being an advocate for a child. And sometimes when that doesn't happen and children don't have the credit, that can mean a delayed graduation. You know, that can mean summer courses, and that can really cause a lot of stress on the part of the child and the parent, which could, you know, in extreme cases, even lead to children really withdrawing from and potentially dropping out of school. So those school transitions really are a period when, again, the key idea is that they need consistency from the parent, the consistency from the school. And to help foster that, it's really the role of parents and of course of schools. Schools do have a responsibility in making sure that children are integrated into their context.